Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. It's brought to you by Talking Life Across Australia and 96.5.
When it comes to family spending,
hours count more than dollars.
Families number one, 96.5.
We might like to talk,
but we're even better at listening.
Talking Life. Phone 1300 85 13 14.
Talking Life Across Australia, we're talking about chronic fatigue syndrome, 1-300-85-1314. I want to say hi to Dave Spencer. Dave's in the lockup in Ararat in Western Victoria and has written to me. And Dave, I want to acknowledge your letter and hope you're enjoying the program tonight. And if anybody else wants to write, you can write to P.O. Box 965 Milton in Brisbane, because Dave was a little bit struggled to find the post box. We're talking about chronic fatigue. 1-300-85-1314. Cost of a local call anywhere in the country. 1-300-85-1314.
We all face problems in life.
It's good to know you're not alone.
Talking Life Across Australia.
Phone 1-300-85-1314.
Talking about chronic fatigue. 1-300-85-1314. We're going to talk with Kevin from the Gold Coast. G'day, Kevin.
Yeah, howdy. It's Kelvin. That's all right.
Oh, Kelvin.
Yeah.
Sorry, mate. I should read the screen properly. What do you want to share with us?
Well, I'd like to say thank you first to Duncan and Dallas there for all the fun times they've given me. I'm a sport nut and live sport, and I'm a tennis coach, but do building work as well. And I came back from Sydney just in the last school holidays with a flu, and I don't usually get things that are too bad, and I thought it had gone and then it came back again, and I've just never shaken it. And I've just been to the doctor in the last couple of months now with all the blood tests and everything else, and everything comes back great. You're very healthy and everything like this, but I can't get out of bed. I mean, it's not physically. I just can't. I honestly can't do anything. I go and do a little bit of work. I maybe work for half an hour. I've got sweat pouring off me. I'm leaning against the wall with my leg shaking, and got to go home, go to bed.
Yeah, and I'd guess that not a lot of things would be making a lot of sense mentally either. Hey, Kelvin.
That's for sure, mate. You've got no stamina to stay. You don't know what's happening. And you can't concentrate on something for long enough to try and work it through. And it's just annoyed me. I'm an active person. I do 18 hours a day without any worries. And if someone suggests a party or something on, I'm there first. And and suddenly now, honestly, if I do 2 hours in a row without stopping, I'm doing well. I've been to sleep in between the main course and the dessert when we've been out for dinner, and my wife suddenly says, "Hang on, something's not right here."
Yeah, and that is frustrating. But I'd go with Duncan's theory: smash yourself with vitamins. I mean, basically now, and you have to pull back a little bit. It's very frustrating because you said you're a very active, energetic sort of person. You've got to pull back from going to the party for just a short time, but you've got to do everything now to get your immune system up to knock it over, and that is flushing your body with vitamins and speaking to people that can help you get your immune system up.
And nutritionally too, Kelvin, you know, eat well, mate. Eat well, drink plenty of water, get away from the booze, and just give yourself a break, because from the sound of your voice, it sounds like you've had a big year, both at work and with the tennis coaching and activities and things like that, and you've probably dropped into chronic fatigue and you're paying for it now, mate. So nutritionally, get onto your vitamins, eat well, sleep a lot, enjoy that if you can, and just drink a lot of water.
Yeah, that's it. And but especially get on it quick, and don't let it drag out. The quicker you get onto it, the quicker you'll get over these sort of things. But nutrition is a massive thing. Listen to your body, and as hard as it's going to be, rest when you need to rest. Just think you've got a tank of fuel that's, you know, only quarter full, and you've got to spread it over the week. You can't just use it all up in the first day, and so you're going to have to just ease back a little bit. But by easing back, you're going to be able to get out of this sort of thing much better and much quicker.
Kelvin, in terms of medical practitioners, there are general practitioners who have a complementary medicine specialty and do integrated medicine, and they're some of the GPs who are really good at this because they actually understand the vitamin regime that needs to happen. I can't tell you off memory, but there is a web page, if you have access to the internet to search. There's a college now in Melbourne that's part of the medical practice that actually specialises in complementary medicine for doctors.
Yeah.
And there's a whole heap of medical GPs out there who are now doing this.
Right.
And so they put beside just general medicine the whole complementary health. And if you can find one of those GPs, they're likely to have a bit better insight into it than some of the others.
Yeah, they might be listed on this webpage, you think?
Yeah, I'll have to check. It may be on the Talking Life page.
Right.
I may have put the webpage up there. But if you search for complementary medicine, you'll be able to find a list, because I know that they've actually got a list of doctors who have done the training right around the country.
All right, well, that'd be good.
Yeah.
I wanted to also ask, I mean, it sounds funny, I suppose, but I can't handle the guilt of going to bed.
So you're dealing with your generation there, and that's another thing. It's a... you're a baby boomer, and you understand what a big day's work is about, and what a week's work is about. And you know, you watch your parents toil away, and you've had a fantastic working experience. So you basically just don't want to lie down. You know, your work starts in the morning and finishes at night, and that's normal. And you don't want to be abnormal. And you've just got to put all those sort of like conditioning that you've had over the years, Kelvin. You've got to put it aside, mate, for your health.
And that's exactly the same as a professional sportsman.
Yep.
We grew through the era that you just train harder to get fitter, which is not quite the same now, but you used to train, and it's very hard to sit on the sidelines. Mm. You feel the eyes looking at you thinking, what's wrong with him?
Mm.
But it's really difficult, and I think I stretched mine out too long. I tried to push back harder and harder too quick. You've got to stop. You've got to actually rest when you need to rest. You have to do it. There's no two ways about it.
Yeah.
You have to slow up.
And it's really hard, Kelvin, because it looks like you've you know, built your business, built your tennis, your love of tennis and your tennis coaching and things like that. So from the sound of it, mate, you've worked really, really hard to get where you are right now.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to give back some ground. That's all there is to it. You're going to have to give some up.
And you're not stuffed. I mean, this is just... you can turn this around, no worries. And we're not saying you, whether it's chronic fatigue or whatever, you're struggling with energy levels. So you just got to give the body the tools.
Mm.
And maybe your diet can be just tightened up a little bit. Maybe the hydration can be tightened up a little bit. You'll notice the difference straight away.
Mm.
And you just got to work within those boundaries.
But there's people out there who don't manage it first up in the position that you're in, Kelvin, and they can spend 10, 20 years in the wilderness of health. Now, that's an awful place to live.
Mm.
Yeah, fair enough. I appreciate that. And if I can get some, maybe a doctor that can support it. I can certainly follow nutrition stuff because I deal with nutrition with the sport.
Mm.
And I could most probably get someone to help with some of the supplements or something, I guess.
Yeah, but you've really just got to hang up a few of your beliefs just for a little while, mate. And just take a little bit of a break and don't let the guilt and the shame eat you up, because you're going to feel that. And you've really got to handle it.
All right.
Kelvin, one of the things that might be helpful with the guilt is to realise it's false guilt.
Right.
Because false guilt is about unrealistic expectations. But see, what you used to be able to do is your expectation you can't do at the moment.
Yeah.
And you have to readjust your expectation. And when you hold to an unrealistic expectation, it's always false guilt. And when you start calling it that, it actually frees you up a little bit.
Yep.
And the key is, what can I realistically do today with my health at today, not what I measured according to what I could do a couple of years ago?
Right.
All right, and that's the danger, is because, you know, I should be able to do this because I could do this last year.
Yeah.
But the truth is that when you're unwell, you can't.
Okay. Yeah, and when you're feeling good, you suddenly say, you beaut, I'm good today. You jump out of bed, you hit the job, and you say, yeah, I'll be at this job. I'll bring someone up and go and do it.
Hmm.
And then within half an hour, your legs are giving way.
Yeah, your cactus.
Yeah.
And you pay for it.
Yeah. Yeah, all right, well... I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, okay. Mate, you can do this.
Yeah.
You can do this, Kelvin.
Yeah.
Hey, mate, if you can't find the webpage, shoot me an email at peter@talkinglife.com.
Yeah, okay.
And I'll dig it up for you.
Thanks very much, mate.
Hey, thanks for your call.
Thanks for your help.
Right. Talking Life Across Australia, we're talking about chronic fatigue, 1-300-85-1314, cost of a local call anywhere in the country, 1-300-85-1314, or you can email questions at talkinglife.com. And we're going to talk with Meredith from Western Australia. Hello, Meredith.
Hello.
How are you?
Plodding along.
Plodding along.
Yeah, I've had... sorry, I get a bit emotional.
That's okay.
Take your time.
I've had it for about 20 years.
That's pretty tough.
And, it is tough.
Mm.
You just wish it would go away.
Mm.
But, I suppose what I want to know from the guys there, I've actually read Alistair's book last year, is, does it really ever go away? Or do you just kind of manage it?
No, I can really assure you, and I still sort of live knowing that I used to have a problem. So in the back of my mind, I sort of respect that the problems I used to have, but I can guarantee you it goes away. And I'm sure Duncan has exactly the same photo in his mind, or whether it's on his wall, but what you got in front of you, Duncan, that book, that middle picture, that was a signal to me, and that's the final siren 2001 for me. That was a signal that I'd actually beat it. And I didn't know what I was trying to get to and whether it was a grand final or anything. And I didn't know until that final siren went. And I just knew at that time. And that's what makes special moments, when it hasn't come easy and you know you've got a lot of people that help you. And I can guarantee you that, Meredith, you can get back. There's no doubt about that. It is a shocking disorder that affects an enormous amount of people, too many people, and it hangs around for too long with some people. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but you can't get back.
You've really kicked it. You're just completely back to normal.
I've got my health under control, no doubt about it. If I don't respect my health now, though, and with diet and work too hard and push myself too hard, I'll flatten out and I'll have some days where I've got to put the feet up and take it easy. So I can ruin myself. But
yeah.
I consider that I'm 99% right. So
yeah.
If I work within those boundaries, and like I played 170 games of football after I had chronic fatigue. So
yeah, I know. I read your book and I'm thinking, well, why can't I be like that?
Well, you can. There's no doubt you can. Mm. It's just about understanding your situation. Now,
because, I mean, I eat right. I do lots of, all healthy stuff. I don't eat refined foods. I don't eat, all the additives. I do so much stuff. But it just seems like I'm just on a plane and I'm not as bad as I used to be. I mean, I was bedridden with it. But I'm not as good as what I could be. And it's just sort of like, I'm a mother at home.
Mm.
I've had four kids, but I've got two married and two teenagers at home now. And it's just like, everything's a drag. Mm. I just have to make a huge effort to do things. I don't want to be like that. I want to be, have some energy to get up and do stuff. And I suppose just listening to you guys is, do you think it's the intravenous vitamins that are the key? Because I've never done that.
Well, like Alistair said, Meredith, everyone's different, but it really worked for us. It really worked for us to sort of decode how we can get our quality of life back enough to get back into elite sport. Mm. And we were, to tell you the truth, we were both very hardcore about that. Dedicated our entire life to what actually works in the sporting arena. And for a lot of people like yourself and others, a lot of that dedication has to be getting back quality of life. It's not about, kicking a football or swimming a lap and doing all that kind of thing. So... You will get back, like Alistair says. You've just got to decode it for yourself. Mm-hmm. You've got to find out where your good days are and why they're good. Mm-hmm. What have you done in the last week to provide a good day? What have you done in the last week to sort of like get kicked down the stairs? You've just got to really get really hardcore on plotting the time management, plotting your energy management, plotting what you're eating, and what are the outcomes. You've got
so
to work out
what
your results
done,
are.
Just plotting everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Nothing was left to chance. It wasn't a guess.
Yeah.
And Duncan, you mentioned earlier about when we were off the air, you mentioned about knowing when to eat.
Yep.
And
you got to time
it's not
these
just
things.
Your diet, but
yep.
It's actually when you eat as well. Mm.
You can't get caught out. With chronic fatigue syndrome, energy input is just so important. So it's not just about not eating the preservatives. It's not just about cutting sugar out. It's not just about getting the carbohydrates in or out or wherever stage you're at. It's about, when do you eat during the day? Do I need to wake up at night and eat as well? Because I'm going to be sleeping through until midday.
So like blood sugar levels and that sort of...
Yeah, and getting the right food into you and just working out where are your good days and why.
Yeah, and that's the thing. When the good days, backtrack. Mm. See why they're good. When the bad days, see what tripped you over.
Yeah, and journal it.
Yeah, eliminate it. Mm. And just through a process of elimination, you'll find out what works for you. Mm.
Because when you hear Alistair talk, he goes, I know when I'm going to get flogged because I'm pushing too hard.
Yeah, and I know that, yeah.
Yeah, and so, it all of a sudden the mystery comes out of it a fair bit because you've been able to journal it, plot it, see it. Yes, you've got work to do. Yes, I've got to live in the world. I've got to get out there. And some days you get caught out. Okay, the next couple of days I'm going to be struggling. I need to shift things around in my diary to make sure I'm close to bed or I have a really decent afternoon sleep, or and on and on and on and on and on. And yeah. See, that's some of the clarity that you can get to free yourself from it.
That? Do you still need to have an afternoon sleep? And
absolutely. It's got nothing to do with our age.
Yeah, no, occasionally I do. Occasionally.
I'm 45, but I've had this for 20 years, and it's, you know, I mean, I've plodded along through that stage. I've had some months that have been good, some years that have been better, but just seems like the last couple of years are just... on top.
Yeah, like I really prepare.
Stress in your life, does that have
I really prepare for the big weeks. Like if we're going away on a commentary trip and overseas and stuff like that, I know my nutrition is going to be down. I know, you know, I'm going to run out of vitamins. I know the jet lag's going to get me. Therefore, I've got to have a big long sleep every afternoon. There's no compromise. Yeah. There's no deal with that. You just have to get in there and sleep, and that's the only chance I've got of getting through it and doing the commentary that I want. Mm. And doing the job that I want.
Meredith, when we've talked about the program in the past, and I've had a couple of medical practitioners in, Dr. Gary Deed comes to mind particularly, is that some of the research is clear that the intravenous, particularly vitamin C and the vitamins, is really, really powerful. A couple of other bits of research that have been helpful is that sometimes small amounts of antidepressants make it different for some people.
Yeah, I've given that a go and it didn't really do much.
Yeah, and it's a bit of a trial and error.
Yeah, that's right.
For some people, a small amount of exercise, as Alistair said, you know, going to the letterbox and back, is that for some people, just finding a little bit of exercise actually stimulates the system a bit, but if you overdo it, you pay for it.
Yeah, that's right, And some days I can, you know, get on the bike and go for a bike ride with one of my teenagers or something, but not overdo it. But other days I just, you know, she asked me and I go, no way.
Yep.
That's a form of management.
I suppose I'm just sick of being in this plane. I want to get back to being able to, you know, do things. Like, I mean, I'm involved, well, we're churchgoers, and I used to be able to play the guitar and do children's ministry and all that sort of thing. Well, there's no point me even thinking about doing that sort of thing at the moment because I just can't do it.
Yep.
And it's hard not being able to make a commitment, a time commitment. It's very hard. You want to be reliable and you want to be out there joining groups where every Tuesday night you get to do an activity. And it's
so I can't do that.
Possible.
You know, for the last couple of years, I just haven't been able to do that. And that's really frustrating.
Yeah, and it is frustrating because that's just managing expectations all the time.
Yeah, and people sort of look at me and think, well, you look so good. And I think, that doesn't change anything. It's my body just doesn't want to do it.
Yeah.
So it's just hard slog.
It is hard slog.
Yep.
But you can get over it. There's no doubt about that. And I mean, there's plenty of examples out there, so it's slow.
Yeah. I think our best advice for you tonight, Meredith, is basically journal, plot, and get the results going of all of that, good or bad.
Yeah.
Get the feedback.
Yep. And try the intravenous.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Talk to your GP and see what's available out there. It's changing every year. You know, the medical technology is changing every year. So read up about it, get as knowledgeable as you can about it, and please talk to the right people.
Yeah.
Hope that helps you, Meredith.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call.
See ya.
Talking Life Across Australia, talking about chronic fatigue syndrome, 1-300-85-1314. Cost of a local call anywhere in the country, 1-300-85-1314. Or you can email questions at talkinglife.com. We're going to talk with Catherine. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Well, thank you.
What would you like to share with us?
First of all, I'd like to say thank you very, very much for having it on air. It's an incredible, as Duncan and Alistair would know, it's an incredible thing to have and not fully understand. It takes time to understand your body and what is going on. I contracted Ross River Fever in 1990, which the doctors took 6 months to diagnose, and then the chronic fatigue came after that. And actually many of the callers have already said what it's just it's been really good listening to them have already said what, and so has Alistair and Duncan. That's part of the chronic fatigue, is trying to recall the memory part, the aspect part also. But with the chronic fatigue, working it through, I've actually I have a GP who has chronic fatigue, and I have learnt the greatest part in mine is diet, is nutrition. I went to Dr. McFarlane. She was very good and with vitamins and diet. And I can say, and it's not an easy thing to say, but I'm married and I had three young children when I first contracted the Ross River fever and the chronic fatigue. But look, I have learnt to appreciate so many things that I took for granted before, because I was just so busy, so tied up in everything, in clubs, in secretary of this and full-time work and just too much, that now I can, I still battle it on a daily, well, don't battle it, but try to manage it on a daily, you know, sort of regime. But I have just learnt that the greatest thing, that when I do get a backlash and I do have to go to bed, that this is going to pass, that I have reached a point and that I will be able to get back up. It may take me a day, it may take me a week, but I've tried to keep my mind on the fact that I will be able to get back up and do the things that I was doing previously.
Mm. Yeah.
Well said.
Yeah, excellently said. And I think that that's an important message, is getting the right support, the right help, and learning to manage it.
In the mental capacity that you're not, there's nothing wrong with the brain. It is the body, but you have a life and you are living it to the way you can, and it will pass and you will get stronger. And I found the more I concentrated on, and look, I did for many, many years, this is horrible, this is awful, I'm missing out on watching my boys' soccer games. I used to see them all, but the more I concentrated on it, the more energy I used. And when I learnt not to, and become more thankful and appreciate what was around me, that I could wash their soccer shirts when they came home, even though I wasn't at the game, that was my greatest turning point.
Catherine, did you find an impact on your thinking? I mean, Duncan has talked about it, and Alistair mentioned the depression aspect of it. You know, that your life becomes restricted, and so it starts to mess with your thinking a bit. Did you find that?
Oh, incredibly. That was the hardest battle I had, that, because I'm a, you know, go-doer, and I would be up at 5 o'clock in the morning and into bed at midnight, and I'd work the hard time, and the mental was the hardest aspect that I had to. And, of course, back in the early 90s, chronic fatigue was just not accepted, and you would say that to somebody, and the looks, or, and they didn't know what you were talking about, and not being able to, I try to be as reliable as I can now, but I was a very reliable person. I was very committed to whatever I did put my hand to, and that was very hard mentally, to find friends and being called unreliable, and, you know, your circle of friends slowly disintegrated because you couldn't, you know, do what you were doing. I had to resign my job, and coming to terms with all of that. And then I thought, well, I'll look after the family. And that in itself was a challenge too.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. It's a story that so many people with chronic fatigue after one of the big viruses suffer. And I can remember days where I would stress out so much because I wasn't training that I couldn't sleep.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you turn in this vicious circle. So I was getting shots just so I could go to sleep, and then you'd sleep 18 hours.
Oh, well,
it was just incredible.
Yeah, I mean, I went from sleeping 18 hours a day to later on in my career not being able to sleep for days and days. Then you get stuck on sleeping tablets, and they wear off, so you get stronger ones, and just it's disgraceful. So, I mean, it is tough, but you do. You learn so much about it. Mentally, you toughen up as well, and it's a great life experience at the end of it. I mean, you wouldn't choose to do it, but you learn so much out of it.
Oh,
it's very valuable.
It gives you a couple of gifts. One of them is just that you just release pressure off yourself. You just let go. You just go, oh well, too bad.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
You do. You just look and go, oh, too bad. If things are getting too tough, you just go, look, too bad.
There are some important things that you have to make, you know, like a doctor's appointment with the child, but even then there can be a friend that can take the child if need be, and you have to put yourself first. And not let it get, and I don't mean this because I've learnt it, this is talking about myself, not let it get to me because I think I can't do it. And I look at the things that I can do and I have achieved, and I coordinated a volunteer group out to the community, to the aged, for 2 years until, you know, it came back again. And it was hard to let go, but I let go and thought, well, I've had my season there. And that's what I've achieved.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for your call.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Catherine.
Bye.
Talking Life Across Australia, talking about chronic fatigue, 1-300-85-1314. Cost of a local call anywhere in the country, 1-300-85-1314. Or you can email questions at talkinglife.com.
Talking Life Across Australia with Peter Janetsky.
Phone 1-300-85-1314.
Tonight we're talking about chronic fatigue, and Alistair Lynch and Duncan Armstrong are with me. Coming up after the break, we're going to talk with Con from the Sunshine Coast, and we'll find out who the winner to our three-part quiz is. Remember, you can talk to me, cost of a local call anywhere in the country, 1-300-85-1314, or you can email questions at talkinglife.com. This is Talking Life Across Australia, coming to you from 96.5 in Brisbane and throughout Australia on the Vision Radio Network and around the world via the internet at talkinglife.com.
Wait, there's a little bit more on Track D.